Once again, we go to the mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, besides chimps, which animals do you think are the most like people?"
That's a pretty broad question, but I think I'll go with prairie dogs.
Really? What do we have in common with prairie dogs?
Well, for one thing, how we communicate.
But prairie dogs make little chirping sounds. How is that like human language?
You'd be surprised. Scientists have closely studied prairie dog chirps and found that they're really complex.
How so?
You know how some animals have warning calls, such as shrieks or yells that alert their group when a predator is nearby. Prairie dogs do this too, but in a way that's impressively detailed. For example, they not only have specific chirps for different kinds of predators, but also for specific details about what the predators look like.
So, if I were to walk around a prairie dog colony, they would talk about me?
Yes. In fact, they'd exchange information not only about your presence, but about what you look like, your size, shape, and the color of your clothes.
Really? How can scientists possibly know that?
It's actually not that complicated. They did a cool little experiment where they sent the same person into a prairie dog colony at different times, wearing different colored T-shirts. When they analyzed the animal's alarm calls, they found that they used the same ones for the person's size and shape, but different ones depending on the color of the T-shirt.
Wow, that really is cool.
Yep, and it speaks to the larger point that humans are not the only animals with a sophisticated language system. Ours may be the most complex, but it's only one among many other non-human descriptive languages.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.